I'm Dan Clough's dad. Illinois lawmakers voted along party lines as the U.S. House passed a bill to protect LGBTQ Americans from discrimination. Jim Meadows has more.
Republican Mary Miller of Coles County spoke against the Equality Act at a news conference held by the House Freedom Caucus, which focused on claims transgender women could be a danger in restrooms and have an unfair advantage in sports.
This bill is neither safe nor fair for women or our girls, and the consequences are broad, far-reaching, and egregious.
But in floor debate, Illinois Democrats focused on long-time discrimination faced by LGBTQ people. Congressman Mike Quigley of Chicago said their rights are human rights.
They want us to believe that protecting LGBTQ Americans somehow hurts women and girls, but they know better.
The bill now goes to the Senate, where a possible GOP filibuster makes its future uncertain. I'm Jim Meadows.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration is awarding $11 million in new infrastructure funding to promote economic development in blighted areas. The funding is part of a $45 billion plan signed into law by Pritzker in 2019. This latest round of shovel-ready grants will go toward projects related to affordable housing, transportation, logistics, and cleaning up polluted land. Sylvia Garcia is acting director of the state's Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. She says investments in underserved communities will help close an equity gap in economic development.
All of these capital programs were required to have an inclusion plan as part of the process. This really helps us leverage our capital dollars to maximize diversity and inclusion.
11 different projects, including in Peoria, Marion, Rock Island, and multiple sites in Cook County, will receive funding. Former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan's seat in the legislature is filled for the second time in a week. Madigan chose Angie Guerrero-Cuellar, who works at a nonprofit on Chicago's southwest side. Madigan asked his initial pick to resign 2 days into his tenure, citing a zero-tolerance policy over alleged questionable conduct. And industrial hemp production dipped slightly during the pandemic. The Illinois Department of Agriculture released final harvest numbers for the 2020 growing season. Hemp farmers harvested nearly 2,400 acres. State officials are currently accepting applications for this year's growing season. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Carbondale police are looking for suspects after someone fired shots out of a moving vehicle Wednesday. Officers responded to the call just before 5:30 Wednesday afternoon in the 1500 block of West Walnut. Witnesses told them a man fired shots at another vehicle from a white SUV. The shooter drove away, sideswiping a parked vehicle along the way. Witnesses say the white SUV is possibly an early 2000s Suburban, and it could have damage on the passenger side from where it sideswiped the other vehicle. It also has damage on the driver's side rear bumper. No one was injured in the incident, but police are asking anyone with information to call 457-3200 or the anonymous Crime Stoppers line at 549-COPS. The Carbondale Police Department and Carbondale Branch NAACP formally adopted a list of shared principles yesterday morning. WSIU's Benji Jeffords reports.
In an effort to improve trust and work together, the Carbondale Branch of the NAACP and the Carbondale Police Department adopted 10 shared principles to bridge the gap between police and communities of color. Carbondale Branch NAACP President Linda Flowers says she's optimistic working with law enforcement now that new standards are in place.
We see it as being a positive in the city of Carbondale that we are going to agree to work together to build trust, which is needed not just in Carbondale but across the nation.
The Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police and the Illinois NAACP State Conference started developing these principles in 2014. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
And I'm Leah Lerner.